Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
La vérité éclate toujours. Chapitre 13.
Bonjour et bienvenue à La Vérité éclate toujours. Comme d'habitude, moi c'est Marc.
Et moi, comme d'habitude, c'est Pierre Benoît.
Comment vas-tu aujourd'hui?
Très très bien, t'as vu comment il fait beau, on a un super soleil. Hein.
Il fait super beau, mais quand même il fait un tout petit peu froid.
Oui, mais à l'intérieur, ça va.
À l'intérieur, ça va, ça va. We're back with another episode of La Vérité éclate toujours. We hope that you're enjoying the series and that you're enjoying following the story and finding out what happens next. And of course, benefiting from all this fantastic language in each of our chapters. Now, last time, well, Claire and Yvette and James were talking about the whole situation. And Claire heard Maxie's video for the first time. And I think was quite emotional when she heard it.
Well, she hadn't seen him for, heard of him or heard his voice for so many years, I suppose. So it was bound to happen, Mark.
Indeed. So we are going to listen to the chapter now, as ever, and then we'll have a chat about that afterwards. Alors, on y va?
C'est parti! Claire se retourna vers James en lui demandant s'il y avait d'autres fichiers. Et il lui répondit qu'il y en avait d'autres qu'il n'avait toujours pas ouverts et que ceux auxquels il avait jeté un œil ne lui disaient rien du tout. En fait, il temporisait, tout en pensant qu'il avait quelque part un devoir et des responsabilités envers Max et qu'il devait, en son absence, les protéger et leur épargner toute inquiétude et toute souffrance inutile que l'enquête pourrait susciter. Il ajouta qu'il se faisait tard et que la nuit portait conseil, tout en éteignant l'ordinateur qu'il rangea très vite dans l'armoire. Il en profita pour sortir deux oreillers et une couette bien molletonnée qu'il posa sur le canapé-lit après l'avoir tiré. Les deux femmes voulurent dormir dedans, mais James insista qu'il n'en était pas question, que c'était une place et qu'elles seraient beaucoup mieux et plus à l'aise dans le grand lit à deux places. En fait, c'était lui qui se sentait plus à l'aise à l'idée de les savoir ensemble et en sécurité. Il savait qu'il n'avait pas l'étoffe d'un garde du corps, mais qu'il ferait tout ce qui était en son pouvoir pour les protéger. La nuit fut très courte, et le sommeil de James fut tellement agité qu'il attendit patiemment que le jour se lève, sans faire de bruit pour ne pas réveiller la mère et la fille. Il s'habilla en silence et descendit chercher du pain et des croissants pour le petit déjeuner. Le vacarme du camion des éboueurs et des poubelles dans la rue le réconforta en se disant qu'il n'était pas seul et qu'il n'avait rien à craindre. Toutefois, il ne perdit guère de temps et très vite regagna la chambre d'hôtel à pas de loup au cas où les deux femmes dormiraient encore. Quand il entra dans la chambre, il entendit la douche et vit qu'Yvette était encore au lit à regarder son portable. Le temps de prendre un bon petit déjeuner et de se préparer, chacun à son tour dans la salle de bain, ils se retrouvèrent tous les trois devant l'ordinateur comme la veille, frais et dispo, pour reprendre tout à zéro et en savoir plus sur l'investigation que Max avait commencée. James alluma l'ordinateur et se leva pour refaire un café à tout son petit monde. Cela ne faisait que quelques heures qu'il les connaissait, mais il lui sembla que cela faisait un bail, des années en fait, tellement les choses étaient simples, faciles et directes entre eux. C'était comme si Max les avait tous rassemblés et rapprochés par son absence et les guidait dans cette investigation par sa présence virtuelle. Les deux femmes avaient mis de côté leurs différends et leurs différences et comprenaient plus que jamais l'importance et la gravité de la situation, les risques potentiels et les enjeux possibles. Elles savaient aussi qu'on ne pouvait pas faire marche arrière et qu'il fallait le faire pour elles deux et bien sûr pour Max. Tout ça, James l'avait également compris. Il leur remit du café, reposa la cafetière sur son socle et revint s'asseoir devant l'ordinateur. Un silence se fit alors qu'il sortit la clé USB de sa poche. Il regarda Claire et Yvette une dernière fois avant d'insérer la clé dans l'ordinateur, comme pour leur demander et s'assurer que c'était la seule chose à faire. Après tout, il était encore temps de se rétracter, d'aller tout droit au commissariat et de tout raconter à la police. Les deux femmes le regardèrent et acquiescèrent d'un petit signe de tête. Mis à part le petit bruit des clics successifs, on aurait pu entendre une mouche voler. James cliqua sur le premier fichier et une liste de noms apparut. Aussitôt, Claire se redressa, muette de stupeur, se cachant la moitié du visage dans les mains, comme si elle n'arrivait pas à croire ce qu'elle venait de voir. Tout en haut, en premier sur la liste, figurait le nom de Roger Martin. C'était celui de son ex-mari.
In each episode of this podcast, we share the story of La Vérité éclate toujours and talk about it in English.
But there is so much to learn that it may be helpful to go through the text in greater detail.
And that's exactly where our online course comes in. There are notes for each lesson and additional audio which breaks down the language. And our Atelier Linguistique will help you consolidate what you learn.
Find out all you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so another chapter of our story. Pierre Benoit, what did you think of this one?
Well, I thought it was really exciting, especially the end bit, the last sentence.
Indeed, indeed. another character developing there, I'm guessing, that we'll find out more about over the course of the next few episodes. but one thing I wanted to pick up on, not so much pick up on, but ask you about, was a pronunciation thing, and something that didn't quite surprise me, but it made me think about things. See the word in English, responsibility. How do you pronounce that word in French?
Did I say it in a wrong way to you, Mark?
Not at all. No, not at all. No, I'm just curious about the actual pronunciation of this word. So can you say the word responsibility in French for me?
Of course I can. Responsabilité.
One more time.
Responsabilité.
I think for learners, Knowing how to pronounce E, the letter E in French, is really pretty difficult. Because you think about a word like to look. How do you say to look?
Regarder.
Okay. And that's R-E, obviously, R-E-G-A-R-D-E-R. And the word responsabilité also begins with R-E, but there's no acute accent or no grave accent in there. But when you pronounce it, let's hear it.
Responsabilité.
To me, that sounds like an R-E acute.
It does. It does. You're totally right. And I'm sure in other areas of France, maybe they'll sound a wee bit like an E grave, if you want. But you would never say responsabilité. It's actually very hard for a French native like me to say responsabilité. Regarder is fine, but responsabilité is very difficult. And I think it's because of the S and the P after it. And if you think about another verb like espérer.
Yeah, you would say espérer.
Yeah, you would say espérer, not aspirer. And I think it's because you've got the S just after the E. And that's what makes it, gives you the sound, the A sound. So any word with, how do you say hope in French, Mark?
Espoir.
That's it. So it sounds more like an E grave, doesn't it? Espoir.
Espoir.
Okay, it's not espoir. It could be espoir as well, espoir. Okay, but you cannot say espoir.
Yeah.
And the S there conditions that kind of sound.
I know we're going on a little bit about this, but the thing that I'm thinking actually is we so often see words that begin with R-E when they're doing something again, like retourner, revenir, and so on. And those words definitely do re. It's that kind of that kind of sound, re. But here we've got responsabilité, and the double consonant in there, R-E-S-P, I think is something that will give us a clue as to the fact that it's not a re. The same would happen with descendre, wouldn't it?
Descendre is the same, yeah. You've got your S there. And I think if you think about the S after the E, and also if you've got a double consonant, like a double R, or things like that after the E, you would probably also have the A sign or the A sound.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking like, on verra bien.
Yeah, you don't say on verra. And this is a mistake that people have made. And maybe yourself, Mark, you did that a long time ago. And we all learn. And I think it's really nice. I really liked what you mentioned as well, when you do something again. And it's refaire, revenir. But you would say réécouter. You wouldn't say réécouter. And I don't know if there's a rule there. It's feeling the language. Écouter's got the E acute, so re-écouter doesn't sound right. It's re-écouter. That's tricky. It's very tricky.
There's a wonderful word in German, Sprachgefühl, which means the feeling that you get for language after hearing it lots and lots. So what we would suggest is that if you can try to hear as much French as possible, that's the way to find out exactly how all these tricky sounds are pronounced. Anyway, we got a little bit involved in all these pronunciation things there.
Well,
let's talk about the story.
Mark, it was notre responsabilité d'en parler.
Tout à fait. Okay, so in this episode, Claire began by asking James. She had just heard the video from Max, and she started the chapter by asking James if there are other files, but he explains that he's not found anything else which he understood or which meant anything to him. In fact, James feels a little bit as if he should protect Claire and Yvette from all of this on behalf of Max. They're all together, they're all working towards the same goal, and they all end up sleeping in the hotel room, and in the morning, James goes out early to get some bread and croissant. That gives him a little chance to get some air, doesn't it, Pierre-Benoît?
Of course it does, yes. Especially in Paris, that would be lovely.
Indeed. So when Claire and Yvette wake, they all start the investigation once more with a little coffee. They work very harmoniously, all three of them, and I think at this stage the mother and daughter, Claire and Yvette, realise the seriousness of the situation, and they just get on with the job, basically. James opens up the USB drive, and then what happens at the end?
Well, Claire looks at the list of names. And she can't believe it, because the name at the top of the list is, well, you can tell us, Mark.
C'était celui de son ex-mari.
That's her ex-husband's name.
Yep.
The name of her ex-husband, is sitting there at the top of the list.
So Roger Martin will no doubt come back to us in the story as we move on through it.
A new character, Mark.
Tout à fait. That's where we're going to leave this podcast version of La Vérité Éclate Toujours. Quite interesting to talk a little about the pronunciation tips there at the beginning of this episode. But we are going to continue now with our language studies. So if you are able to access the language studies, you can do so. And we'll go through every line of this chapter in our language study episodes. There is also, of course, the set of annotated notes, which you'll be able to use as you read the text. And our Atelier Linguistique too, which will be coming up soon. So all of that, if you have already got access to that, can be found in the Coffee Break Academy. If not, head to coffeebreakacademy.com and you'll be able to find it there. Pierre Benoît, comme d'habitude, merci beaucoup.
C'est moi qui te remercie et à très bientôt.
Salut. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.